Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you the truth that is going to set you free. And we've been talking about overcoming in area after area of your life. And today we're going to begin to talk about overcoming temptation. God wants every one of us to overcome temptation in our life. Of course, first we need to understand the Word of God regarding temptation. There are actually three major types of temptation in the Word of God. One of them is Satan tests man. The purpose is to take the Word out and to bring destruction upon him. A second type is God tests man, and that is with the Word of God with a purpose to bless him. While Satan always wants to bring destruction, God wants to bring blessing and good things. The third type is man testing God. And when man tests God, he draws back from the Word of God, and he limits the Lord from working in his life. Well, today we're going to start out talking about God testing man. Many people think that God doesn't test us or tempt us as such. But Genesis 22 verse 1 says, "It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am." God did tempt Abraham, Genesis 22:1. Now this particular word in the Hebrew means to tempt, to prove, to test, or to try. The same thing in the Greek, the words are similar, meaning to test or try or tempt or prove. And so what is happening in a temptation? It's going to be proving you, it's going to be testing you, it's going to be trying you or tempting you to find out who you're going to follow and what you're going to do with the Word of God in your life. Now in Exodus chapter 16, verse 4, the Lord said unto Moses, he said, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no." We find that God's tests are with his word and with his provision, what he brings forth in our life, in order to find out whether we're going to walk in his ways. God told them to do some things. He gave them his word. He was going to provide for them. And he said what he was going to do. He was going to rain down that bread from heaven. And he was going to prove them whether or not they would walk in his ways or not and do what he told them to do. You'll find that God's tests of man are with the Word to find out whether you are going to take hold of it and walk in it and do it. Exodus chapter 20, verse 20. Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, for God is come to prove you." God's going to come to prove us, and that is fear may be before your faces that you sin not. When God comes to prove you, it will bring the fear of the Lord before you, and as you hearken unto him and do what he wants you to do, you will sin not. You know, when the fear of the Lord's before you, you'll hate evil, the Bible says. By the fear of the Lord, we're going to depart from iniquity. The Bible says that if we will listen to him, then we're going to get blessed. Even if we don't listen to him, then we're going to walk in the ways of sin. So God is coming to prove you with his word, and he does not want you to sin. He wants the fear of the Lord before you, and this is another thing that he's accomplishing in God's tests of man, to bring that fear of the Lord before you so you do not walk in the ways of sin in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, the Bible says, "Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no." God is going to humble you and prove you and find out what is really in your heart. He's going to see what's in your heart as to whether or not you're going to keep his commandments or not. So another thing of God's testing is to humble us, to prove us, to find out what is going on in us and whether we're going to walk in his ways or not. Down farther in Deuteronomy 8 and verse 16, it talks about how he fed them in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. Here he's coming to prove them, to test them, and what's the purpose? Always to do thee good at thy latter end. You must understand, God does not bring destruction upon you. He does not bring things that are going to be harmful to you. He is out to do you good at the latter end, praise God. Deuteronomy 13, verse 3. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet of that dream of dreamers, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. The Lord has come to prove us, and what is the purpose here? To know whether or not you really love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. You see, the purpose is to find out what's really in you. Do you love God with all your heart, with all your soul? If you love Him, you're going to keep His commandments. You're going to walk in His ways in your life. In 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 17, he goes on, he says, I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart, and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now I have seen with joy the people which are present here to offer willingly unto you. God is also going to come to try your heart and find out if you have uprightness of heart. And when you have uprightness of heart, you're going to do things willingly. God's looking for willing vessels. When you're willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. And He's going to test you. He's going to test your heart, that inner man. And He's going to look to find out if you're going to walk in uprightness. If you walk in uprightness of heart, He'll have pleasure in you. And it's going to be evident because you're going to willingly choose to do the things that God has told you to do in His Word. In 2 Chronicles 32:31, He talks about here about the princes of Babylon who sent unto him to inquire the people what was done in the land. And he said God left him to try him that he might know all that was in his heart. God was trying him that he might know all that was in his heart. One thing for sure, that God's testings in our life is going to find out all that's in your heart. You know, many Christians today won't let the Lord into their heart. They won't let Him deal with them on the inside. You must open the door. He's at the door of your heart knocking. He wants to come in and sup with you. And when you let Him in, He is going to test you. And He's going to find out all that is in your heart. In Psalms chapter 7, verse 9, the Bible says, the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins. Reins refers to the soul realm. Speaking of our mind and will and emotions, God's going to try us in our heart and also in the area of our mind because He wants to establish us in the ways of the Lord. Psalm 17, verse 3, He says, Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. What a great testimony. When he hears a person who's been tried, and he says, You'll find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. That's the attitude that every one of us ought to have. We want God to come and prove our heart, and He's going to do it. He's going to try us. And when He tries us, will He find something that is not of Him? Praise God for this testimony. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. You need to purpose in your heart that your mouth is not going to transgress. You're going to speak in line with God's Word. You're going to speak the Word of God only. You're going to speak a good report. You're going to speak words of faith. You're going to speak words of love. You're going to minister life. You're not going to let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. And God's looking for your mouth to release life. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So He's trying you. And whatever He finds, if He finds something that's not of Him, He's going to bring you to the place of repentance that you would turn from it and get that cleansed out of you. Here, praise God, He purposed that His mouth would not transgress. And that's important because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak. And if you have let the Word in your heart and you have purposed in your mouth that you're going to only speak the Word of God, He's not going to find negative things in you. Psalm 66, verse 10. For Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. He's going to prove you and test you and try you, and you're going to be tried as silver. You're going to come out purified, praise God. We see this also in Proverbs 17:3. It says, The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. What's He going to do? He's going to purify you. The fining pot for the silver purifies it. The furnace for gold purifies it. And what is the Lord doing in your life? He is coming to try you, to purify you. You must know that in this day and hour, the Lord is visiting the church, and He is coming into your heart, if you will let Him in, to test you, to try you, so that you will walk in His ways. He wants to bless you, and He's coming to find out whether you're going to walk in the ways of the Word of God. Jeremiah 17:10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God's a God who rewards us. And it says He's going to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. What kind of fruit do you have in your life? The kind of fruit you have is going to see the rewards coming forth in your life. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try. He's going to test the reins. He's going to test that soul realm. He's going to test your mind. He's going to test you in the area of your will to find out, are you going to choose God's ways, or are you going to compromise and give place to sin and give place to the devil? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, he said, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts. Here it said, not as pleasing men, but God who tries our hearts. The tries, the testing of God, the trying in our life is to find out whether we'll be a God pleaser or a man pleaser. Don't be a man pleaser. Don't be a compromiser, but be a God pleaser. Don't compromise the principles of God's word to please others, to please self, so you look good in others' sight. I'll tell you, God's coming to try you. He's coming to find out whether you're going to be uncompromised and stand on the principles of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. I'll tell you, Abraham passed the test. He offered up Isaac, and in doing so, in offering up his own son, his only son, he made it so now that God could offer up his only son, Jesus Christ, to bring forth the redemption. And praise God for Abraham's obedience in his part of the covenant, so that then Jesus could come and set us free. Praise the Lord. Well, we've introduced this subject today, and we're going to be continuing on the next broadcast. God wants you to know that He's testing you in order to bless you in your life. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I